Welcome back to South Bend, Indiana. Oh, I mean Las Vegas, Nevada. We're landing in South Bend, Indiana with our Coors Sports Topic Show. St. Pablo Rico is getting ready for a kickoff of the Notre Dame football program. Frank was the captain of the 1973 National Championship team at Notre Dame, and we've been doing for 21 or 22 years this Notre Dame Football Report segment. This segment has been brought to us by Station Casinos, their STN Sports app, the most trusted, reliable way to bet racing sports in Nevada. Sign up today at any of their convenient locations across Nevada. Visit stnsports.com. That's stnsports.com. For more information, Frank Pomerico, how are you, my man?
Coach, I'm great. You know, you can almost feel the excitement building here in South Bend. The first game is at Kyle Field on August 31st against Texas A&M, with kickoff being at 7:30 Eastern Time on ABC. But, Coach, people are milling around already, trying to get into practice, trying to get every bit of information about the Irish, who we feel are loaded this year. Not only just loaded with talent, but they have a coaching staff that has tremendous experience and knowledge, and I think it's going to be a very successful year. I haven't been this optimistic in a long time, Coach, but we have some really good players and excellent coaches to really fill in the gaps and get these guys ready for the season.
Tell me, if I'm correct, let me know. Did you get the offensive coordinator from LSU to come back to Notre Dame, and last year he developed the Heisman Trophy winner?
Yes, Coach, Mike Denbach. He is from Michigan originally and coached at Grand Valley, where he had an explosive offense there. And then he was at Notre Dame for 10 years at two different sessions, one with Charlie Weiss from 2002 to 2004, and then from 2010 to 2016 with Brian Kelly. And he had great offenses here. He has a great grasp of the game. One of the things I like about Mike is he's got tremendous knowledge of offensive schemes, but he doesn't try to fit a square peg into a round hole. What he tries to do is use the talent he has to his greatest ability. And, Coach, you know as well as I do, that is the greatest sign of a good coach, when he takes what he has and tries to make the most of it. Last year, he had a tremendous quarterback, Daniels, who was the number one pick in the NFL, Heisman Trophy winner, and I think he used him to his best abilities. Last year, their total offense per game was 543 yards. The year before, when he first got there, it was only 453, so it was almost a 100-yard difference in the year with Daniels at the helm and Denbrock coaching him up. So it's going to be exciting. He has some new tools to work with here at Notre Dame. We have talented people. Quarterback's new. Riley Leonard, I think, is going to be the starter from Duke. He's been hurt a couple of times last year, mainly in the ankles. This year, we're hoping that he's going to stay injury-free. Unfortunately, we had a fella at left tackle that hurt his pec and is going to be out for the season. He has a torn pectoral muscle, and he did it on the practice field, from what I hear from James Amade. He told me that. But also, you know, Coach, they have some new backs and backs that they're depending on that are getting bigger and stronger with the new weight program. So the people are excited here about the number of things that they can do when they get that good pass protection from the backs as well as the offensive line. So we'll wait to see what happens for sure.
Frank Pomerico joins us here for our Notre Dame Football Report every Tuesday and Wednesday night. Frank, I've never heard you over the recent years so optimistic, not only about the coaches, but the talent. How about the offensive line? You've always loved the offensive line, and you described the size of the guys and so on. Is that, again, something that they'll be strong at?
Oh, Coach, you talk about size. I mean, that Josh Baker's taken over at left tackle. 6'8", 325 pounds. Pat Coogan, who played a lot last year at left guard, he's 6'5", 310. Ashton Craig, 6'4", 308 at center. Billy Sherrick at right guard at 6'5", 315. Also, Rocco Spindler, who started 9 games last year before he got hurt, is also in the mix there. He's about 315 and about 6'5". And also Wagner at right tackle, who has to take the place of Blake Fisher, a number one pick also. And then he's 6'6", 315 pounds. Good weight program. They have an excellent coach in Joe Rudolph, who is an All-American at Wisconsin. He knows how to teach offensive line play. And, Coach, that is a key thing, to motivate players as well as build them up, not just tear them down and just harp on the negative things. But Joe Rudolph is a guy that gives praise when it's due, and he makes people feel positive. So I think he's a good guy to bring this young offensive line together and give great pass protection and run blocking for the offensive backfield of Leonard and Love and Price. So it's going to be interesting. Great receivers, right, too, Coach. We have some real speed now. We have Bo Collins from Clemson, and we have Faison, who played here last year. Chris Mitchell from the University of Atlantic down in Florida, who is a real burner. There's Mitchell Evans, who was a top receiver when he got hurt at Notre Dame last year. He had 42 catches last year when he got hurt in the 9th game. So he's back at an ACL injury, and he's looking really good. So they're excited about it. And Denbrock is also the tight end coach, and he really knows what he's doing at the tight ends. Coach Mike Brown is the receiver coach, and I think he's a good one. He's somebody that can really get his points across and motivate these wide receivers. And at quarterback, we have Gino Guiduli, who was a great quarterback himself at Cincinnati, had 14 300-plus games as a quarterback and threw for 50 touchdowns in 1 year. So this is a guy who knows offense, and he knows quarterback play. And not only that, Coach, he's a tremendous recruiter and a communicator. He's a guy that gets these guys to the point where they understand what's going on. They feel good about themselves every day. And, Coach, when you have assistant coaches that are doing those kind of things for your, in this case, offense, next week we'll talk more about defense. But when you have coaches that are doing this kind of teaching and has this kind of experience, it takes an enormous pressure off the head football coach, Marcus Freeman, a young guy learning on the job, which is kind of odd for a guy that is in a top college football job, which Marcus Freeman at Notre Dame, I'd say it's one of the top jobs in the country. We're rated number 7 this year going into the season. Key game is going to be that 31st of August at Kyle Field against Mike Elko and Texas A&M, and they are going to be ready. We'll talk more about them next week, because that is, we have two Tuesdays before the game starts on the 31st, so we'll have next week we'll talk more about defense and some special teams, and the following week we'll talk about Texas A&M and the kind of problems that they're going to give the Irish. But, Coach, this is a good Irish football team. And I think a little lacking in some experience in places, but I think as far as the coaching staff is concerned and the enthusiasm within the program, I think we're full steam ahead. So it's going to be an exciting year.
Now, Frank, have they had any open practices for you or James to go to?
No, not yet. Not at this time, but hopefully we will be able to get in there and watch some of the practices. You know, it's always great to see them in live. And, Coach, it's really depressing to me when I stand next to some of those offensive linemen and I have to look up and I say, how's the weather down there? You know, how's the weather up there? And they'll say, hey, it's raining. And then all of a sudden there's sweat pouring off them onto my head. But they are big guys, 6'8". That's like a basketball player. A lot of them are 6'5 and above. So they are really big guys. When I tell them I played guard at Notre Dame, they almost snicker. We thought you were going to say linebacker or defensive back. I said, no, I was a guard. I didn't have the size to play guard, but I was slow too. So that gave me a lot of advantages or disadvantages on how you look at it. But it was a different time. And I think the guys nowadays are eating better maybe, and they're just growing like weeds. And that's who they're recruiting, Coach.
Well, Frank, let me tell you this. Until they win a national championship, which you did as a left guard, I'm going to say you're a pretty good football player, okay? And then when these big guys win a national championship, then I'll consider maybe they were as good as you. How's that?
Well, Coach, that's nice of you to say. I think one of the things we did as offensive linemen, and all our offense, I think our biggest one was about 265. But the thing we did is we overachieved. I mean, we worked very hard to get the kind of team that we had and the kind of confidence that we played with. We ran for 350 yards per game, which is still a record for Notre Dame. So it was a very fruitful time when we were there at Notre Dame. And the next year they ran for 293 yards a game, which you could see sometimes in the option offenses, but not so much we ran kind of a wing T kind of offense. And a lot of misdirection, a lot of pulling with the sweeps and misdirection. So it was a load of fun to run in that offense. And when we didn't have the huge guys, it was good to have the step against the defense when they didn't know where we were going. Unfortunately, Coach, sometimes the linemen didn't know where they were going either. We had to ask Tommy Clements which way to go. So it was kind of fun.
Well, I know. Well, Frank, I want to thank you and, of course, James for all the information you give us all out there that love Notre Dame football. I see that you're really optimistic, probably I'm going to say not the most you've ever been, but you're really high on the Notre Dame team this year. Want to wish you the best of luck, and I can't wait to have you back next week as we talk Notre Dame football here on our Tuesday and Wednesday night show. So, again, Frank, thank you very much.
Coach, I look forward to next week. We'll go over defense and some special teams and get ready for the Aggies.
Thank you very much. Have a good week, Frank. Frank Pomerico, captain of the 1973 National Championship team at Notre Dame. This segment weekly is brought to us by Station Casino's STN Sports app, the most trusted, reliable way to bet race and sports in Nevada. Sign up today at any of their convenient locations in across Nevada. List or visit stnsports.com. That's stnsports.com for more information. You're listening to our Coors Sports Shopping Show. Buckle up. When we come back, we're going to be talking with Jim Gemma over at the Las Vegas ballpark. And who are we going to be talking with? The Aviators, who are now in first place. So we'll find out about that. And you better just turn around and head over to the Las Vegas ballpark. It's going to be a great game. Buckle up. I'm Harvey Hyde. We'll be right back.